Let's have a word with our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Micheál, just in relation to where we are with any moves towards easing the COVID restrictions, a couple of days away from a government decision, what do we know at this stage?
Yeah, a fairly brief discussion at Cabinet this morning. It seems the main discussions will take place later on the week. In the aftermath of this morning, though, it seems most likely now that that decision will be taken on Friday rather than Thursday, because the figures that will emerge on Thursday will be used when options are being considered for Friday. It seems like the key point that still has to be finalised is when the hospitality sector can reopen and what restrictions might be needed to allow for indoor dining, if that is the case, under a version of Level 3. Of course, as it stands, Level 3 does allow for indoor dining with increased restrictions. What might they be? There is a question mark too about, will it be next week when restaurants and gastropubs can reopen, or should there be a few more days? Different views, the economic view saying valuable time in the lead up to Christmas could be lost if it was delayed beyond next week. Also, when exactly the inter-county travel is going to be allowed for Christmas. When will that take place? That is something that has to be finalised and agreed as well. And what guidance will there be for household gatherings? When will it be particular for that entire period around Christmas? Or will there be an almost freer approach to Christmas Day itself? They're the key decisions. Yeah. The next steps are NPHET on Wednesday, I suppose, most likely Cabinet subcommittee meeting on Thursday, and then probably final decision Friday.
Can I just, before you go, Micheál, ask you about Cabinet approval today, we understand, for funding for a major peatlands restoration plan for the Midlands. What do we know about that?
Yeah, that is something, of course, that was contained in the programme for government, one of the key commitments to try and restore boglands, because it's seen as a way of dealing with a changed industry in a changed region with peat stations closing. So over 100 million are now allocated for that project that could see up to 80,000 acres of peatland restored. And that would also be used to offset the country's carbon emissions.
Micheál Lehane, thank you for that.